This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Play School at Manson's Hall is doubling their hours of operation again, bringing the total offerings to 4 days a week from 9 to 4 p.m. I caught up with the play school manager, Hannah Schwarzentruber, to find out how this valuable service finally came into fruition. Since the last time we spoke back in the spring, the hours of operation had just doubled. Since then, your position has evolved a bit. Is that right?
Yes, my position has evolved since then. And in the summertime, I agreed to take on the position of manager for the play school. So I am currently doing both facilitation of the program and the administrative side of things.
Awesome. That sounds like a bit of an undertaking as you expand the services as well.
Yes. In the spring, when we first doubled our operating hours, that was in the midst of staff shortages. This year, I am very grateful to be welcoming back Claudia and Katrina, who were previous play school teachers, back to the play school team. So the three of us are working together to do this, make the magic happen.
So how were you able to expand these hours?
So with taking on the position of manager, actually I have taken on the position of manager and I also have agreed to hold the license for the facility. So holding the license, the play school is a program that is regulated by the Vancouver Island Health Authority and they issue us a license to operate. And as the holder of that license, I am the contact person for, we are assigned a licensing officer. So I communicated with him to let him know that we want more days. And that was literally all it took. I just made a phone call. The program is really benefiting from having someone at the helm who knows childcare systems, how they operate, what's expected, who to talk to, where to find what you need. So, yeah, I have been wanting to be in a position like this since I began my studies back in 2018. So I feel like the last few years have just been like priming for this opportunity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What has the input been from parents and family around the need for this?
It's been really well received. Much like the expansion that happened in the spring, this is parent driven. Parents are asking for this. I believe that the pandemic has had an influence on the need for childcare. Being parents and families have been spending more time together over the last few years. And I believe that we are now seeing parents that are exhausted and just really looking for community when it comes to taking care of their children. And I've had parents tell me that directly. So it's been really great to be able to deliver what families are actually looking for, because it has been a long time coming. And I really do believe in the work that we do in childcare. And I believe that it uplifts the quality of living for all people on the island, even if you don't have kids. Like, it's huge for the economy and for our relationships with each other and for all people that are currently here and going to be here for some time to come.
Speaking about its effects on the community and children especially, and young children especially, that basically these are their first memories in years. And Are you seeing this space also be valued as a place for socialization for these kids?
Yes, definitely. And interestingly, I believe that it has really impacted how that transition goes for kids. Like kids that have been not isolated, but haven't had as much of a social life over the last couple of years are now coming into a busy classroom full of kids. And for some kids, that's been really overwhelming. And especially this year, we have a slightly younger group of kids. So I've been seeing that with a few kids that are just needing a gradual entry into the program. And that's part of what, like, this kind of taps into being open more days. If we are open more days, then hopefully we can distribute the number of children each day differently. So some days might be quieter than others, or some groups will be smaller because there's a wider range of offerings. We're doing what we can to support these little minds, but it has been a new precedent. Like, it's really interesting to think about how COVID has impacted families.
Since it's full-time, you're saying the options have expanded too. So are you saying that Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, that's the full range of when parents can sign up for play school, but they have the option of picking and choosing like a morning or afternoon session and which days work for them?
Yes. Yeah. So there's definitely increased flexibility in that, which is another perk of being open more. So I do encourage families to have a consistent schedule because it is quite a bit of administrative work to be working with flexible schedules. For the most part, these have been very consistent. And I'm also opening up more flexibility with these changes where we can do drop-ins now. If there's families that just want one day, one time, that can be arranged. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Is there space for more families to register?
There is currently more space for kids to register. We are currently figuring out the financial end of things, and it would be helpful to have more enrolled children to make this a sustainable offering to the community.
So what are the costs right now for families?
So the fees vary a lot because of that flexibility in scheduling. So we base it, it's a monthly invoice, and it's based on an average number of days of service every month. And it ranges everywhere from a drop-in session at $30 to full-time, 4 days a week, 7-hour days, is going to be $850 a month. That's quite a range. But more commonly, families would choose from 1 day a week for 4 hours to that 4-day full-time. And the 1 day, 4 hours is $150 a month. So more commonly, the range is from $150 to $850. It's confusing. I'm very happy to share this information, but it's helpful if parents contact me directly.
How can parents contact you directly?
So parents can get in touch at playschool@mansonshall.org.
Awesome. Now, a little bit more about the money. Tried researching all the opportunities provincially and federally. There's all this talk about $10 a day daycare, but when it boils down to it, I guess my first question is, how much of those opportunities are sought through the licensed provider, through you, as far as subsidies and grants go for making childcare more affordable?
Yeah. So there's a few different, as you mentioned, streams of funding for childcare. So the subsidy program in British Columbia is called the Affordable Childcare Benefit. The Affordable Child Care Benefit is a program that families apply for. And in addition to that, there are funding streams from the government, such as the Child Care Operating Fund and the Child Care Fee Reduction Initiative, which are programs that the child care provider applies for. In both situations, the funding goes to the child care provider. And in the case of the Affordable Child Care Benefit and the fee reduction, that money goes directly to parents. What's important to note about the Affordable Child Care Benefit is that the demand for this subsidy is quite high. So the processing time after submitting an application can be quite lengthy. And it's really unfortunate. And I think that it's really important to talk about, because finances are one of the biggest barriers to accessing childcare. And that was feedback that I received when I announced that we would be opening for more days. Basically, families were like, that would be awesome if we could afford it. We're doing our best to support families to access programs like the subsidy and applying for the operating fund and fee reduction. And hopefully we will be doing some fundraising as well this school year.
Play School is already operating, but the expanded days are starting on October 24th.
Yes, we are starting on Monday, October 24th with our full day, 4-day program. We are loosely following the school district schedule, so we will be closed for the Christmas break. And then in the spring, we're just going to close for one of the 2 weeks that the school district closes schools for. 2 weeks is a long time to be without childcare, especially for working families. And we all gotta work.
Is there any other aspect of evolution to your position at the Play School and at Manson Solve?
Yes. So in addition to taking on management, I have also recently joined the SCCA Board of Directors. And on that board, I am the chair of the Play School, which means that I advise the board on what is going on at the Play School. If there is a motion, I can't vote. But that sharing of information, I believe, is huge to the Play School, because it's in the SCCA's mandate to run a licensed childcare facility. And as a community organization, I believe that there's a drive to better meet community needs, and childcare is a huge part of that. We have this space. It's a beautiful facility. There's every reason that our lights can be on 4 days a week. We are here for people.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.